Harper Audio presents Jane in Search of a Job, a short story by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
Jane in Search of a Job. Jane Cleveland rustled the pages of the Daily Leader and sighed. A deep sigh that came from the innermost recesses of her being. She looked with distaste at the marble-topped table, the poached egg on toast which reposed on it, and the small pot of tea. Not because she was not hungry. That was far from being the case. Jane was extremely hungry. At that moment, she felt like consuming a pound and a half of well-cooked beefsteak, with chipped potatoes and possibly French beans, the whole washed down with some more exciting vintage than tea. But young women, whose exchequers are in a parlous condition, cannot be choosers. Jane was lucky to be able to order a poached egg and a pot of tea. It seemed unlikely that she would be able to do so tomorrow. That is, unless... She turned once more to the advertisement columns of the Daily Leader. To put it plainly, Jane was out of a job, and the position was becoming acute. Already the genteel lady who presided over the shabby boarding house was looking askance at this particular young woman. "And yet," said Jane to herself, throwing up her chin indignantly, which was a habit of hers, "and yet I'm intelligent, and good-looking, and well-educated. What more does anyone want?" According to the Daily Leader, they seemed to want shorthand typists of vast experience, managers for business houses with a little capital to invest, ladies to share in the profits of poultry farming — here again a little capital was required — and innumerable cooks, housemaids, and parlourmaids. Particularly parlourmaids. "I wouldn't mind being a parlourmaid," said Jane to herself. "But then again, no one would take me without experience. I could go somewhere, I dare say, as a willing young girl, but they don't pay willing young girls anything to speak of." She sighed again, propped the paper up in front of her, and attacked the poached egg with all the vigour of healthy youth. When the last mouthful had been dispatched, she turned the paper and studied the agony and personal column whilst she drank her tea. The agony column was always the last hope. Had she but possessed a couple of £1,000, the thing would have been easy enough. There were at least 7 unique opportunities, all yielding not less than £3,000 a year. Jane's lip curled a little. "If I had £2,000, she murmured, "it wouldn't be easy to separate me from it." She cast her eyes rapidly down to the bottom of the column and ascended with the ease born of long practice. There was the lady who gave such wonderful prices for cast-off clothing, ladies' wardrobes inspected at their own dwellings. There were gentlemen who bought anything, but principally teeth. There were ladies of title going abroad who would dispose of their furs at a ridiculous figure. There was the distressed clergyman and the hard-working widow, and the disabled officer, all needing sums varying from £50 to £2,000. And then, suddenly, Jane came to an abrupt halt. She put down her teacup and read the advertisement through again. "There's a catch in it, of course," she murmured. "There's always a catch in these sort of things. I shall have to be careful. But still..." The advertisement which so intrigued Jane Cleveland ran as follows: "If a young lady of 25 to 30 years of age, eyes dark blue, very fair hair, black lashes and brows..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?